A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Chof Vav, Baba Basra 26a, pagination is 51. The Mishnah, about 18 lines down from the top, tells us, Layita Adam, a person should not plant Elon a tree, Samach L'Sade Chaveiro, next to the field of his friend, Elohim Cain, unless, Hirchik Mimenu Arba Amos, he distanced himself 4 amos, and this law is independent of any roots that are going to destroy someone else's reservoir, cistern for water. This is a law, as Rashi explains, because when a person does the plowing to his trees, he needs to be able to have a certain amount of space for the plow. And like this, he won't need to go into the field of his friend in order to facilitate whatever he needs to do with his plow. Let's drop down to the third line of the wide, at the end of the line. Rava Barav Chanon, Havaluahu Hanu Dikli Amitzra de Pardisa de Rav Yosef. Rava Barav Chanon had certain trees next to the, we'll see, it's a grapevine orchard of Rav Yosef. Hava Asut Sipure Yasve Bidikli. The birds were coming and resting in the trees, these palm trees, v'nachti b'pardisa, and then they were launching from there in one shot into his field of grapes. Umafsa dilei, and they were ruining his vineyard. Amalei, so Rav Yosef said, zilkotz, you have to cut down these trees because they are becoming a launching pad in one shot, directly from your field. Amale, so Rava Bar Rav Chanan responded, V'ha'archiki li, I distanced myself according to the halachas. Amale, and he answered back, Hanimili li'ilanos, that's true if you were planting trees and I was planting trees. Avaligifane, but because I have grapevines over here, ba'inan tfe, you have to distance yourself even more. Let's skip a line at the end of the next. Omale, Rava Barav Chanan answered, Ano lo kayaitzna, I'm not able to cut them down. The Omar Rav, because there's a tradition from Rav, Hai dikla de to'in kabo, as long as a palm tree is still producing dates, Osa le miktsaya, you're not allowed to cut it down. These are the laws of fruit trees, that you're not allowed to cut a fruit tree. Va Omar Rav Chanino, and Rav Chanina said, Lo shachiv shichvas beri, my son shichvas didn't die ella, except for the reason, the cuts to enosa below zimne, that I cut down a fig tree not in its proper time. And therefore we know that cutting down a fruit tree is very serious. Mari nichale leikutz, the master, Rav Yosef, you who are complaining, if you want to cut it down, you can cut it down, I don't mind, but I'm not cutting it down. So, we have an interesting challenge over here. What indeed is the story with fruit trees? We've been doing a few pages over here of the Gemara where there's such a thing as knocking down a tree because it's infringing on someone else. What indeed is the halacha? So, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav Halachates, indeed tells us, Kol Ilan Sirak Motu Lakutz. If it's a tree that does not bear fruit, you're allowed to cut it down. So that answers a certain amount of question. However, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, it doesn't really answer and explain the entire perek over here, because there was a specific Mishnah that specified the case of Charuv Vishikma, fruit trees, carob tree, lavilane sraknenhu. These are not trees that don't bear fruit. On the contrary, they do bear fruit. And we need an explanation if you have in the equation damage to somebody, but it's a fruit tree. How can I knock it down? What indeed am I supposed to do? And the Kesef Mishnah's approach is based on the Rambam in the previous halacha, halacha ches, that in kotzitzin ilanei meichel, you're indeed not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. However, that's only derech hashchasa, if you're doing it in a destructive way. But if it's damaging other trees and you're doing it for like a pruning purpose, which is a constructive purpose, so then it's permitted. And the same would be true if it's being mazik, doing damage to someone else's tree. Same concept. You could invoke that ruling and you'd be able to knock down the tree. Just as an aside, in Hilchas Shabbos, we indeed find this concept that if a person cuts from a tree, it would be called kotzer harvesting if he's doing it for the firewood. But if he's cutting from the tree to prune it so that it grows better, then it's, of the 39 categories, it's the category of zoreya, enhancing growth. And that's what's happening over here. If it's destroying the tree for a constructive purpose, it's going to be approved, accepted, and it's not going to be part of this violation. So that explains basically our perek as to why we're allowed to knock down these trees when they're doing damage. The question is over here, if so, so that what was Rava bar Rav Chanan indeed invoking as far as this rule of Rav and the rule of Rabbi Chanina, the story of Rabbi Chanina, anecdotal evidence, if you will, very serious thing that you're playing with. You're not allowed to knock down a fruit tree. Well, if it's permitted, so what's the problem? So the Kesef Mishnah takes a very solid halachic approach to this question. And he says that the reason Rava bar Rav Chanan was reluctant to knock down the tree on behalf of Rav Yosef's complaint is because he wasn't confident that Rav Yosef was correct. If you'll remember, at the beginning of the Gemara, Rava bar Rav Chanan said, I distanced myself. What do you want from me? And Rav Yosef answered, oh, but that's only if it was tree and tree. But if it was tree and grapes, then it's a different rule. On that, Rava bar Rav Chanan said, I hear your svara. That's interesting. I respect you. If that's your ruling, then you can cut down the tree, and I have no complaints. But I'm not willing to cut down the tree based on your chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's a novel approach. It's something I never heard of. And therefore, I have no complaints if you cut it down, but ana lo kayatzna. I'm not willing to cut it down. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.